My next guest is a legend within the music industry. He's a singer-songwriter, actor and musician. Since the 1970s, he has attained 19 top 40 singles in the UK, including 2 number ones and 16 top 40 albums. He has also had an extensive career as an actor performing on stage and screen and has been awarded an OBE. Welcome to Sixth Sense Radio, David Essex. Hi, David.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, very well. Yeah, very well. I'm in London and just working on some music for a film called Traveller, which will be out next year, I hope.
Oh, fabulous. That sounds amazing. What, you've recently been touring with All the Fun of the Fair.
Yeah, it went very well. We did a tour previous to the West End, then we did the West End, and we just did an extensive tour, which I think finished in April. It's all a bit of a grey blur.
How many nights did you do in total? Do you remember? Because it was quite... I know you've toured quite a while with that show.
Yeah, I think we did about 600 shows.
Oh, my God. David, you must be shattered.
I'm okay. I mean, it's better than a real job, isn't it?
What inspired you to... Because for our listeners out there, if they haven't seen the show, All the Fun of the Fair is your show, isn't it? You wrote this.
Well, I mean, it's my music, and I work with a fellow called John Conway on the script. And it's really a story that takes place in a travelling fun fair. Has love, unrequited love, relationships, but all inside this kind of underbelly world of a fun fair. Because I think one of the things that fascinate me about fun fairs is that they sort of work on two levels. There's a juxtaposition of fun at the top and this little undercurrent of violence. And I think that's what drew me to a world that, you know, a lot of us don't know much about, and set the story inside that.
Wow. I mean, really, I know there's been some fabulous reviews of the show. Do you plan to go back on tour with All the Fun of the Fair?
Not for a while, because having been involved with it for about three or four years now, the next thing is a rock concert tour, which starts off in the end of October and goes through December.
Oh, fabulous. Oh, and you're touring that across the UK?
Yeah, one night stands, me and the band, looking forward to it very much.
So you're back on the road.
That's it, yeah.
I wanted to ask you, what's been your most memorable moment of your career?
I suppose it was when three mediums came together, a bit by accident, really. I was playing Jesus in Godspell. I'd been given some time, which was the hottest show in the West End. I'd been given some time out to make a film called That'll Be the Day, which I did with Ringo Starr. That came out, and that was the hottest ticket. And then I'd written and recorded a song called Rock On, and that went to number one worldwide. So you had all these happening at the same time. Quite an extraordinary thing to happen, really. I don't think anybody else has done that.
Wow.
So that was and of course, that was perfect, because it meant for me, I was able to work in different mediums. So, you know, I'd get a bit bored with one and shoot off to another. So
that must have been fabulous for you. And also, to be that busy, you must have had... It must have been quite overwhelming with all the fans and the media and all the attention that you had.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a bit of a shock. But, I mean, the good thing, I suppose, is that I was in blues bands since the age of 15, and all this sort of happened when I was about 22. So I'd sort of starved in the back of Bedford Dormervilles and been playing blues music to disinterested people. So in a way, I'd served an apprenticeship. So when it all went, you know, right, there was something to draw upon. It wasn't sort of overnight. It was quite a long slog in a way.
Was the music industry something that you'd always wanted to do, even as a child?
No, not really. I think I wanted to be a jazz drummer at one point. Before that was a footballer. I was playing schoolboy football for West Ham, and that seemed to be the way I was going to go. But then I went off and went into a blues club in Soho in London when I was about 14. And I thought, I want to be a musician. And it sort of went downhill from there, really.
And you're still a big West Ham supporter, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you get time to go and see them much?
I've been for a while. I've just been doing the show and, you know, the Saturday matinees and all that. But I'll try and get over there this season. I should have a bit more time.
Oh, good. What some of our listeners were asking me, because we obviously said that we were speaking to you on the show, and you have a huge fan base, obviously, within your music, but also within your acting career. And last year, you joined the cast of EastEnders as Eddie Moon.
Yeah.
How did you find going into such a big series as EastEnders? And obviously you've been acting in theatre, which we know is completely different to the television. But what was that like, joining the cast of EastEnders?
Well, it was daunting, really, you know, because it's an enormous program, and obviously the cast is more or less like is well set, you know, very close and have worked. So coming in with a reputation, you felt everybody was sort of watching to see if you could walk and talk at the same time. But I seemed to pull it off. I mean, it was fast and furious, and I enjoyed it. I had some great actors to work with, and the viewing figures went up to a 10-year high, so, you know, something must have worked. But
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
I know, it takes over your life a bit, that's the only thing. So I keep being asked if I'm going to go back, but for the moment I'm a bit busy.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Have you got any plans? Have they kept the doors open for you?
I think so, yeah. I think they'd like me back, yeah.
Because when you're in a show like that, it must be, I mean, it's got such a huge base of people that watch that. I mean, it must be you're on the TV a few nights a week. So
yeah,
when you're
yeah.
walking down the street, it must be you must get, I mean, you get recognised anyway, but you're in people's lives all the time when you're on a show like that.
Yeah, it does sort of lift the profile, and then you get kids coming up, you know, saying, Eddie, I think you're great. No, I mean, they don't know your real name. Wicked acting, mate. Wicked. Eddie Moon. What's Eddie Moon? So you have to have a bit of that, because they don't think that you existed before Eddie Moon, and that's fine. You know, I enjoyed it, really.
Well, that's quite sweet, really. So you get the kids, you're getting a bigger fan base than you've already got them.
That's right, mate, yeah.
So what are your next plans? You've got the rock tour that starts at the end, September. What's going on for you next year?
There's a play I might be doing. Just thinking about it. If it just needs some rewriting. That will be towards the end of the year. Beginning of the year, I'm not quite sure. I mean, hopefully a traveller film will be out beginning of 2013, very powerful film. So I don't know. You know, we'll see what turns up.
Oh, fantastic! Now I wanted to ask you one more question. Within the Sixth Sense Radio, we deal with we have sort of paranormal shows, and we have chats about ghosts and things. And when we interview our celebrities, we do like to sort of bring that into the conversation. And I just wondered if, sort of not putting too much pressure on you, but what your thoughts on the afterlife and the sort of spirit world, whether you believe or not believe, or if you have any thoughts on that.
I think there's something. I mean, I haven't really formulated an idea, but I suspect there's something. I mean, we all feel atmospheres, and we feel, you know, sometimes we feel a presence of something. I think I saw a ghost once when I was recording at the Manor, an old recording studio in Oxford.
Oh, wow.
Oxfordshire. So it was just somebody at the end of the bed, a man dressed in sort of 18th century clothes, warming himself by a fire, which wasn't there, but it didn't frighten me. So I think there's something around, but you know, I can't say I'm 100% believing in it, but I feel there's something.
Oh, that's interesting, about the ghost.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Oh, David, well, it's been absolute an honour to have you on the station. Thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us.
It's been a great pleasure.
And I'm going to tell all the listeners, give them some of your dates for the tour, and hopefully I'll get to see you soon myself.
Lovely. All right, smashing. Thanks very much. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you, David. David Essex, everybody. Thank you.